Queer.
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 It is.
That was perfect. We do awesome stuff here at Queer Radio, like live IDs that we then use forever and a day. Nicolene Martin, welcome to us, and thank you for doing a great intro to your segment.
You helped me out. I was like, am I mumbling?
But no, you're not mumbling.
I didn't.
It's just gone past 25 to 11, 11 o'clock tonight. Mixtape. Remy is in the house. Hello, Remy. Remy's in studio too, ready to give you mixtape, all by her lonesome since our Darcy ran off to Toronto.
Oh, how inconsiderate.
I know, and it's so been 2 weeks and we miss him. Anyway, Nicolene's not been with us before on Queer Radio, but you are part of the Bigger Than Ben-Hur night on Friday night at the zoo with Tooth Fairies, Isis, and you're the immensely fantastic warm-up act.
Yeah.
Warm-up act, that's a bit rude. You're first on the bill.
I'm pretty stoked to be part of it. I was just like, whoa, okay, cool.
So would you describe yourself? I've read your bio and you talk about, you know, a bit of bluegrass, a bit of reggae, a bit of folk, and it's all guitar-based. So guitar was your first instrument?
No.
Keyboard
was my
keyboard.
Piano.
Okay,
That was my first instrument. So pretty much my grandma's were like, oh, make her play an instrument. And so by the time I was six, after having some lessons and stuff, I was like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. And my mum would go, call your grandparents. And I just wouldn't, because that would be a bit scary. And I thank them every day that I was scared of them.
So keyboard was one, guitar is another.
Yeah, but keyboard was at six, guitar was at 10, age 10. And then it's
Do you play anything else?
A little bit of drums. Yeah, I don't know. a bit of everything.
You're a self-contained band.
If I could clone myself.
Yeah. But you could bounce. Awesome. I'm just saying how you could do a drum kit set up standing.
I get jealous of those people that can do loops, that can, like, beatbox. I just can't.
Can't do that.
No.
How long have you been making music?
Since I was six.
Cool.
I don't know. I got my first paid gig for $5 at Suffolk Park in Byron Bay, playing the piano, and someone in this restaurant, and this lady gave me $5, and I was like, first paid gig!
Yes! And Suffolk Park's fab.
It is.
Beautiful place. It has another name, actually. Did you know that, David Allen?
I did not.
It is after 10:30, so I can say it. Suckfuck Park.
Handy.
Nice.
Because it's very gay.
And how do you know about that, Blair Martin?
I've spent two holidays at Suckfuck Park.
I call it Suffering Park.
Well, tropical fruits.
Yes.
Tropical fruits. So where are you from originally?
Born in the Gold Coast, then grew up in Byron, and then migrated up here because it was the closest, safest
place
city
to be.
Yeah.
The sort of stuff that you do musically, do you feel that you're writing from a well of who you are, or are you taking in inspirations from outside? What's the way you go with putting your stuff together?
It's a lovely mix of it. I do write a lot from my experiences, and I do take from other bits and bobs. I don't know. Cool. I write a lot about sort of relationships and emotions and love and lost and sex and all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
All that jazz.
Yeah. All that jazz. That's pretty cool. Well, we want to listen to some stuff. We're going to get you playing live in a second, but this is a track you laid down not that long ago, Set Me On Fire.
Yes.
Yeah, Give us some background to that.
I wrote it when I was in love with someone.
And that someone did set you on fire.
It's a relevant song. But Missy Higgins stole my title. Anyway, it's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Damn you, Missy Higgins.
Yeah, no.
Damn you.
All the love there.
If you want to see Nicolene in action, you have been nominated, I think, a couple of times for Performer of the Year. Brisbane Pride Festival, Queen's Ball Community Awards.
Yeah, along with Christy Apps and Julia Rose, which is pretty
There's something about Brisbane and incredible women who wield fantastic guitars.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. There's just this. Last week, I dragged out an old Jules Wu track. I hadn't played that for ages.
Yep.
Julia, you're right, because we've had Julia in here during Brisbane Live Music Week. Christy, we've had, and of course, Ruth and her bass guitar in the Shotgun Shirleys. It's just impressive that Brisbane has got this talent of women who either identify as gay, bisexual, or genderqueer is just awesome. So thank you very much for giving us some great music.
Thank you for having me.
And it is Friday night at the Zoo from about 8 o'clock. You've got Nicolaine Martin, no relation, just a fantastic surname.